mazes, and bees with brains the size of pinheads can handle abstract concepts. Philosopher John Locke proclaimed in the 17th century, "Brutes abstract not." But in fact, brutes abstract, and reductionist science recently proved it. I even found contemporary scientists who claim that natural beings can only be understood by attributing humanness to them. This is what shamans have been saying all along. This led me to launch an investigation on the subject of intelligence in nature, a concept constructed by combining science and indigenous knowledge. I would later learn that Japanese researchers already possess a term for this knowingness of the natural world, chisei. But I would begin the first leg of my search in the Amazon, where I had first met people who attribute spirits, intentions, and humanness to other species. Then I intended to do an anthropology of science and visit scientists in their working environment. I set off on a quest, not knowing what I was going to find. I went hunting for treasure, whereabouts unknown. One summer day, just before the beginning of this investigation, I visited an old herbal healer living on an isolated farm in Estonia. Her name was Laine Rot, which means wave grass in Estonian. I was introduced to Rot by the Estonian translator of my previous book. She led us to a small outdoor shelter at the back of her garden, which contained a rudimentary fireplace decorated with empty Russian champagne bottles. Rot spoke only Estonian. I explained that I was an anthropologist and wanted to ask her some questions. Rot nodded her consent. She sat upright on a bench, with her two hands joined together on her lap. I started by asking if she could explain how she had become a healer. She said her great-uncle was a healer and that she was born with the gift. She said that plants speak to her, telling her when they are most potent and when to pick them. This sometimes happens at night, while she is resting. She receives instructions, gets up, and goes to the plants she has just been told about. The information she receives is always correct, she said. And when people tell her of their illness, she feels the sickness in her own body, which acts as a mirror. Later, when she learns which plants will heal the illness, she feels relief in the part of her body that has the empathy with the sick person. She did not elaborate on how she receives instructions from or about plants. Her views reminded me of the notions held by some Amazonian shamans I had met. I decided to go straight to the point and asked what she could tell me about nature's intelligence. She shook her head and said, "Nobody has asked me this before. It is difficult to penetrate nature. I have no words for it. There will never be such words. No one will ever know how plants and humans are made or what will become of them. This will remain a secret." I found her pale blue gaze hard to sustain. When she spoke, I could listen only to the melody of her voice. Estonian is not an Indo-European language, and I found it difficult to make out a single word. When she paused, I listened to the translation and noted word by word what she had said. "Say Yab Saladusex. This will remain a secret." The word Saladus means secret. I asked her why nature likes to hide. She replied, "We will get punished for giving away nature's secrets. You should not know everything. You should deal in a proper way with knowledge, heal people and treat them well. Secrets can fall into the hands of the wrong people." Her reply did not make me feel like prying any further. She showed us around her garden and pointed to the plants she used to cure different conditions. We were reaching the end of the encounter. I felt moved to thank her for her time and consideration and went to the car to fetch a copy of my book in Estonian. The book has a serpent on its cover. She accepted it with both hands, glanced at the cover, and said, "I have something for you." We followed her over to the main house and waited outside. She soon returned with a large glass jar containing alcohol distilled from the fruits of her garden and a dead viper. She explained that she had caught the viper in her garden several months ago and had dropped it into the alcohol while it was still alive. On expiring, the snake expelled its venom into the...